You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Buffalo, New York. It's Eric. It's the fan. What's going on, Eric?
Hey, I'm in the Buffalo area, as I told the guy just now. I was going to say, they got him all over the internet, but he asked me a question just now. Would you buy one? I go, no, I want a ring. I want a championship shirt. You know, I've been a Knicks fan since Bob McAdoo and all that stuff. And when he went to the Knicks,
yeah.
You know?
It's been a long time, 73. I mean, it's been a long time.
Yeah. Love the Patrick Ewing years and all them guys. That's when I was, you know, playing sports more, and I'm getting older now. But those were great years, except for one year when OJ decided to become whatever. But I'll never forget that. Watching them in Houston and that game got taken off. But, you know, I'm in Buffalo, like I said, and I listen to WFAN 660. I love this. I love it 24/7, you know, whenever I'm home, you know.
Appreciate
kind of disabled. And, you know, we have WGR 550 Buffalo. And, you know what? I'm a diehard Bills fan, too. Don't get me wrong. I love Josh Allen. I hate we didn't do nothing for him for the wide receiving area. It's a ridiculous what they did. You know, it's weird.
No,
I'm a Knicks fan. I'm a Braves fan when it comes to baseball. I mean, I love my Braves. I'm glad they won at least for me, for whoever the fans. But the thing I think, but I just like all your shows. I mean, sometimes I can't sleep at night. I'll listen to whoever, you know, that one guy. Sorry about it. I'm getting old, like you said, the names. But,
I got you. Big fan. Eric, how long does winter last up in Buffalo? Like when does
right
begin?
Now it's thawing, but we'll get killed again. You know that.
Like, give me a range. When does it start? It starts like November and lasts until what? March?
I'd say anywhere from November to April.
Oh, April! Wow.
Sometimes April, sometimes not. But right now it's all thawing out and it's kind of mucky up there. But we all know where that's just a little Indian summer or whatever, Indian winter we'll call it. Native American in.
No, I got you, Eric. I got you. I mean, it's cold up there. I mean, it just is. But appreciate you listening to the fan as much as you do. Jimmy and Dix Hills up next to the fan. What's going on, Jimmy?
Hey, great show as always. Before my Mets point, I love when callers call and they're GMs and they say, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to give you Cat and a bench player, and you're going to give us a top five guy. You know, like, doesn't that sound good? You know, like, no, it sounds good to us, but it doesn't sound good to anybody else. But it's, and no one, very rarely did callers call up and give you a deal. I don't even have one right now. And as far as the Mets go, you know, what did we do last year? We did nothing. Like, we needed changes. I'm going to stay and say, okay, I'm going to stick with Stearns, and let's see what he does. Like, I'm not giving up on Stearns, and I didn't want to give this guy the five-year deal. And Diaz is a great player, was a great player. Who knows what the future holds for Diaz? And we've seen him blow up, too. So let's see what this guy can do. It's not over. This is spring training, isn't it, next week? I think it's crazy that Mets fans are just so erratic, and they just say, like, us guys, small market. I think he's a smart guy. He knows what he's going to do. He
yeah, has there's a better working a, but, Jimmy, there's a, Jimmy there's a lack of trust.
Well, what did we do last year? Terrible. Terribly. Right?
No,
we
it was
have
awful.
To make changes. Uncomfortable. We have to make uncomfortable changes.
Right. I understand that, but Jimmy, was were the issues on the team last year, and I get they weren't a great situational hitting team, and I get all the changes that they made on the coaching staff. Was it a position player issue, or was it a pitching issue?
How was the polar bear the year before?
Yeah, he wasn't great, but he did hit. He did hit an amazing home run against Devin Williams in that playoff game, an elimination game against Milwaukee.
And I was there. It was probably one of the best games I've ever been to because of him. But you can't get caught up in past. You can't. Not if you're going to win. We haven't won in so long. And that's why, going back to the Knicks, I love what they're doing. I don't want to give up anything for Giannis right now. I mean, if this caller has the right plan, yeah, okay, of course I'm doing that. But let's stay the course. This guy only made one mistake so far, the GM for the Knicks. He overpaid for Bridges. But Bridges is still a nice player. Other than that, I trust that GM. I'm going to trust both GMs until I can't trust them anymore.
Yeah, I mean, Jimmy, and I get it. And you're more of an optimistic. You want to see exactly when the painting's done. Then you'll judge the artist and see what the piece of artwork looks like and see if you want to hang it on, you know, in your living room. But there are going to be Met fans, and this is what makes this city great, that are going to be reactionary to what is going on in the here and now. And I don't blame the Met fan for being upset. I don't blame the Met fan for having a lack of trust. I don't blame the Met fan to wanting to have Alonso being a part of it when this team does get to a World Series. Like, I get it. I get it. That comes along with it. He's a guy that you know, that you love, and has given you great, memorable moments over the course of, you know, 6 years as a Met. Jay in Newark's up next to the fan. What's going on, Jay?
Hi, Mark. I'm a big fan of your show. My message is for the Met fans.
Yeah.
Yo, Met fans, they got to relax for a second. David Stearns was hired to build a sustainable winner, not to panic buy every free agent in December, okay? He inherited a roster, a payroll mess, and an aging core. You don't fix that in one offseason. Let the man do his job. I mean, that's what he was hired to do.
Yeah, is Nimmo 38 and I missed it?
No, but I mean, I would...
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Understand if they want to go long-term with some younger core. You know what I mean? That's the only logical explanation I could think of.
Well, he wants to, you know, I guess there were issues in the clubhouse when you look at Brandon Nimmo and I guess Lindor. You know, Lindor did not give a congratulatory call to Juan Soto after he signed the $765 million deal. Welcome to the team. That created issues. There wasn't that warmth and love. You know, not everyone got along and saw eye to eye. See, you know, Jay, I look at last year's issues more as self-inflicted than anything else. Like, Montas was a terrible signing. Again, that was a David Stern signing. And that was one, you know, the decision, you know, to, you know, the way, you know, Minaya regressed this upcoming year, dealing with injuries. You look at Kodai Senga, inability to go out there and stay healthy. The way that the staff was put together, the lack of depth when you're looking at the pitching rotation to deal with any sort of injuries whatsoever, the, you know, Hail Mary to call up all the youngsters that they did at the end of the year, the back end of the bullpen, you know, and the way that it performed, the guys that they brought in at the MLB trade deadline that clearly underperformed. So, like, you look at it, a lot of it or some of it was, you know, self-inflicted when you're looking at David Stern's vision. So, Met fans are then going to look at it and say, well, am I necessarily going to lean into and buy into what David Stearns is doing now and say, yeah, you know what? This is going to be great. And you're a little bit, maybe you're optimistic. We've had a lot of Met fans and a couple now call up and say, you know what? I believe I'm going to give them time. Let's see exactly what the finished product is. But that's where the criticism comes along with it. Kyle Ringwood's up next to the fan. What's going on, Kyle?
Moose, how are you, bud?
I'm doing well, Kyle. How are you?
I'm good. I'm going to change the subject here a little bit.
Yeah.
I got to go and talk about the Jets front office and what they're doing right now. We don't need to trade our picks wherever they land in the draft, right? So why would we trade up multiple first round draft picks that we own to get Fernando Mendoza? Right? So this guy might just sit on the bench. But the first year, what we need to do and what we need to do right now is trade for Joe Milton. I sent this past BT the other day.
Joe Milton?
Yeah. Get him off the Cowboys. The guy can throw 100 yards.
Yeah.
The guy can run.
So could Kyle Bowler.
You got an offensive line. You still have Breece Hall. You need a quarterback for Garrett Wilson that can throw the ball. And we keep our draft picks. A lot of people don't understand that the Jets hold so many picks over the next 2 years. And this year alone, there are so many defensive players that can make changes for the Jets' defense.
Right. So, can I ask you a question? Why wasn't Milton successful at Michigan?
Probably not right coordinator. I mean, we're talking athletic.
Really? Why wasn't he like this end-all be-all of Tennessee?
Look, I'm just trying to get quarterbacks on the team to get, you know, the right players that we have our draft picks for, right? You can have everything on the bench, right? You got Joe Milton, you got Brady Cook, Tyrod's going to go.
Yeah, those are not answers. Tyrod's an answer to a backup quarterback. Brady Cook's not an answer, neither is Joe Milton.
You don't think?
I know, I don't. I don't
but
think.
At the 18th, let's say wherever the Colts fall to, we can't draft Diego Pavia, who is a Baker Mayfield-esque, I want to win type quarterback.
Yeah, I think Pavia is a good college quarterback. I don't know if he's a good NFL quarterback.
I mean, Baker
and he embarrassed himself after the comments he made after he lost out on the Heisman as well, and then quickly apologized and walked him back.
Well, I mean, come on. Kids make mistakes.
No, kids do. Right? Kyle, Joe Milton is athletically gifted, as is Justin Fields. I told you at the time when the Jets said, you know, and Jet fans were goo goo gaga, dual threat quarterback, and Justin Fields, and the Jets were, you know, going to tell you that, you know, he's going to turn a corner. He's a tantalizing talent. I mean, Justin Fields is remarkably gifted athletically. He's not a quarterback. Yeah, I mean, he's not an NFL quarterback. He might have been a five-star recruit, and he was coming out of high school, went to Georgia, went to Ohio State, good enough to play in college. There's a different level playing the National Football League. And when the game does not slow down and you can't look at secondary and tertiary wide receivers and you can't go through it and have a tendency to just hold the ball as Justin Fields did, it's not sustainable. And there was no turning point. So the Jets took a shot, and I agree. Now, you want to say, well, go get Joe Milton. Like, I don't think that's an answer to anything the Jets are looking for. Joe Milton can go out there, and he's a ridiculous athlete. Joe Milton could throw the ball probably 95 yards in the air. Doesn't mean that he's going to be a good NFL quarterback. I'm not saying he can't be a backup quarterback, but the reason why the Jets would move draft choices conceivably to go get Mendoza out of Indiana would be if they deem him to be a franchise quarterback. Because none of those guys that you mentioned are franchise quarterbacks. Taylor's a backup. I like him as a backup, but he's a backup. But the problem with Tyrod Taylor is he doesn't stay healthy. Joe Milton's a backup. Brady Cook, I have no idea what he is. So that would be the understanding when you're looking at, I'm going to give up draft capital because I'm going to go out there and resolve and get my franchise quarterback and get an answer to the most important position in professional sports. Let's head out to East Meadow. It's Chris. It's the fan. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, how's it going, guys? First time caller, long time listener.
Oh, welcome aboard.
Thank you. So I would like to talk about the Mets. And about 2 years ago, without Juan Soto, they went to the playoffs because they had an all-around better lineup with Pete. Now, last year, they had Pete and Juan Soto, and they tanked. What makes this upcoming year different than 2 years ago? If we just have Juan Soto and no more Pete, it goes back to 2 years ago if we have a better lineup with better pitching, which means I think we could go farther if Stearns and Cullen get all this together.
Well, what version of Mark Vientos am I getting?
Ooh. Oof. Good question.
Like, am I getting the Mark Vientos from 2 years ago, or am I getting Mark Vientos from this past year?
I'm praying we get Mark Vientos from 2 years ago.
Yeah, where Mark Vientos looked like a young power hitter, hit big-time pitching, had clutch moments, all of those things, where he looked like a burgeoning star in Major League Baseball. And then this past year, he fell flat on his face.
Who said Brett Beatty can't be that guy this year?
And maybe he can. I mean, Chris, I mean, that's where the gamble is. I mean, I've seen
Alvarez,
it. But here's
Alvarez,
the thing with Vientos 80. Is, like, you've seen it, like, to that level.
Yes.
Like, Vientos, like, that was special, what he did in those playoffs. It really was. Like, it was where you counted him as being a solution, and then this past year was nothing of the sort. Beatty improved. He wasn't to the level that Vientos was during that run to the NLCS. But yeah, I mean, I'm not telling you that the Mets are going to stink in 2026. I want to take a wait and see approach. I'm just telling you that the loss of Diaz surprised me. The loss of Alonso did not.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.